Welcome to the Prophecy Club. Our topic today is scary. No, you haven't been hearing about this because it's not in American news, but I found a place overseas that is talking about it and giving us the truth. What's scary? Europe is preparing for war with Russia. Let me say it again. I would say it this way. Europe is scared. Europe is preparing for war with Russia. Now, before we get into it, let me encourage you, if you've not already done so, please subscribe. Also, join the Prophecy Club, and you can do that by clicking the QR code down at the bottom. And we ask you to join us with a $9.90 gift per month or more. And that would be just like automatic on a credit card. So here, let me refresh your memory on this. I know I've said it many, many times, but there might be another person that is listening has not heard it. But you see the words in the yellow in the middle? That's what I'm trying to get across. The angel said, the following miracle will start with an internal revolution in America started by the communists. Some of the people in America will start fighting against the government. The government would be busy with internal problems. Then from the oceans, Russia, Cuba, Nicaragua, Central America, Mexico, two of the countries will attack and defeat America in one day, in 1 hour, so great riches will come to naught. Then, here's the point. God will raise up China and Japan and many of the nations. They'll go against the Russians and defeat the Russians, back the Russians to the gates of Paris where they sign a peace treaty, but they make the Russians their leader. With the Russians as their leader, just as Ezekiel 38 and 39 says, all the world goes down to attack little Israel. Israel cries the Messiah. Jesus returns on the clouds. It's Armageddon, defeats the armies of the earth. Now, the point I'm trying to get to today, it says many other nations will go against Russia. We can tell how close we are to America being attacked and defeated by what the European nations are doing. What I'm about to show you today, it's flat down scary because they are preparing for war and they are specifically saying Russia. And they're getting scared. The Europeans are getting scared. They're preparing for war. What does that mean for us? It means that we ought to be preparing for war, but with our current president, of course, we're giving all our weapons away, giving all our money away, reducing our oil reserves back up. I mean, he's doing everything he can to weaken America so that the Russians will not have any problem taking us over. Okay, so get to the point here. Headline, British Army chief to tell public, conscription to fight Russia may be needed. Okay, this is the Brits. And if they're not ready for a war, and they're saying we might have to go to conscription. Now, in case you folks are not familiar with that word, that means where they say you've got to go into the armed forces, and it's required. There's not an option. It says the chief of the British Army said to warn fellow British citizens that they could be called up to fight for king and country in the event of a war with Russia. They're openly saying Russia because the military is too small to handle the conflict on its own. Be nice if our government was saying the same thing. The need for ministers to mobilize the nation in the event of wider conflict with Russia and its invasion of Ukraine. His warning comes nearly 2 years after he said that Britain is facing its 1937 moment, a reference to the 2 years leading up to the Second World War. In other words, they're afraid. TV reporter Ivory Hecker, fired for accusing station of muzzling her, releases court recordings. So, in case you're wondering why we aren't hearing this information, this is a good example. And, of course, they fired Tucker Carlson. And so our news is owned and controlled by people that have an agenda, and they don't want us to know all the truth. Here's what it says. So this reporter was fired, matter of fact, because she actually interrupted a live segment to accuse her network of muzzling her, and then later released secret recorded videos she said backed up her claim. She says the station was preventing her from sharing information with viewers, and she was not the only reporter that this was happening to. And a 10-minute video was later posted to Project Veritas website with her so-called proof. Now, the point is, we don't have to see this. We know that we're not getting the truth through our news. There's more. British WEF leader deploys 20,000 troops to Russian border amid World War III fears. Britain is scared. They're scared that they're about to go to war with Russia. The article goes on to say, it would be the largest deployment of British land forces to NATO since the height of the Cold War in 1984, a year before Mikhail Gorbachev became Soviet leader. There's more. Britain's military has been funding Ukraine, as America has, and would be increased to $2.5 billion in the coming year, and the growing threat from Iran, which is funding terrorists such as Hamas and Houthis, who have been attacking ships in the Red Sea. The peace dividend refers to the period after the collapse of the Soviet Union, when Western countries were able to reduce spending on defense. However, they're now saying we are in a new era, and we must be prepared to deter our enemies, prepared to lead our allies, and prepared to defend our nation whenever the call comes. Today, our adversaries are busily rebuilding their barriers. Old enemies are reanimating. Battle lines are being redrawn. The tanks are literally on Ukraine's lawn. And the foundation of world order are being shaken to the core. We stand at a crossroads. I hope you're hearing this. Europe's scared. They're scared. Here's another one. Yemen sources claim British naval vessel was hit by missiles and drones. Now, this is Hal Turner. As, by the way, he seems to be pretty accurate on what he's given in the past. A single report this morning is claiming that the U.S. British Navy destroyer named Tip 45 was hit by a Yemen-launched missile, drones in the Gulf of Aden, 50 nautical miles from the city of Aden, Yemen. The ship was reportedly on fire and badly damaged. Then additional reports kept coming in saying that, in fact, the British destroyer had previously fired all its missiles and could not defend itself. And these reports say that the destroyer was, quote, hit multiple times by missiles and drones taking on water and is expected to sink. Those are fighting words. The Brits are mad, but they're also scared. They are, as we down here in Texas say, they're scared. They're scared for their life, and they're doing something about it. Bulletin. European Union agrees to military use against Yemen. Okay, so this is a little bitty war, but it's starting to wake some people up in Europe. Goes on to say, 27 EU member states agree on military action in the Red Sea. European Union states, I'll read it on down here, a political agreement in principle to launch a military operation to secure merchant shipping in the Red Sea. Well, back when America had plenty of oil, we didn't necessarily have any or very few ships in the Red Sea. But today, that's not the case, thanks to our president. Next article, Russia escalates. Here's the list of French soldiers who fought and died in the Kharkiv French National Assembly demands explanation. Okay, so they're claiming, the Russians are claiming, that 13 French soldiers were attacking them. Okay, so this means France will be involved in the conflict too. So France is, well, when you got dead soldiers on Russian land, you gotta say they were attacking Russia. And that's what this article says. After precision strike, dozens of foreign mercenaries were killed and wounded in the city of Kharkiv, Ukraine. Yeah, well, another report said, no, no, no. They're not Russian, they were not mercenaries. They were regular French troops. The Russian military said at the time that most of the victims were, in fact, French. An alarming finding sounding the alarm at NATO. Norwegian, this is basically one of their top military defense people saying this. We're running out of time. German Ministry of Defense, we are going to war with Russia. Are you hearing this? This is Norway. This is Germany and Sweden openly saying we're going to war with Russia. We got to start preparing. We've given all or most of our military equipment, our shells and our tanks and all sorts of other things away, over to Ukraine. We're defenseless, just like America is. After Germany, Sweden, and the Baltic countries, and the head of NATO Military Commission, it was returned to Norway, and again, the German Minister of Defense asked the Western nations to prepare for an imminent conflict with Russia. There's great cause for concern in NATO. It's related to the fact that many assets of NATO and Western all been given to Ukraine. The Norwegian explains a little more specifically why this alarm is sounded in the Atlantic. It goes on to say, this is the German defense minister, openly says we're going to war with Russia. We got to get prepared. Germany must realize the danger of military conflict with Russia. So Germany must arm herself. We have to calculate the possibility. And when we calculate something, we must prepare for a danger that is unknown, whether it come or not. It is necessary to arm ourselves for this eventuality, which is exactly what we're doing now together with our NATO allies. He goes on to say, a German brigade should be present in the Baltic. They're talking about not just building more weapons, they're talking about dispatching troops and military equipment against Russia. Military experts estimate a period of several years that Russia will need to be able to start hostilities. And this time it could be in the next 3 to 5 years. We must equip ourselves. Germany's published classified information that Russia could attack NATO's eastern flank. All of this is saying they're scared. Europe is scared. Now, what about America? Well, look, you know, we got American Idol. We got America's Got Talent. We got the Dallas Cowboys losing to the Green Bay Packers. Besides that, you know, we're in the playoffs. I mean, we don't have time to worry about all this stuff. That's what's on the news. That's what's on our TV. Nothing like this. I mean, we might wake up the sheeple, right? I'm about to show you a video of a NATO admiral giving his opinion.
Not everything is going to be hunky-dory in the next 20 years. I'm not saying it is going wrong tomorrow, but we have to realize it's not a given that we are in peace. And that's why we have the plans. That's why we are preparing for a conflict with Russia and the terror groups, if it comes to it, if they attack us. We're not seeking any conflict. But if they attack us, we have to be ready.
Continuing in the same article, Norwegians say we're running out of time. Norway only has a few years to build a defensive capable of countering an aggressive Russia. They're openly saying Russia. There is a window now that will last maybe 1, 2, maybe 3 years where we have to invest even more in a secure defense. They're openly saying in the next 1, 2, or 3 years, we're expecting war with Russia. I don't know what will happen to Russia in the next 3 years. It is important for us to face an uncertain and unpredictable world with a strong national defense. Russia builds stockpiles much faster than expected. It goes on to say Russia is building up their stockpiles of ammunition, hardware, and equipment much faster than we are, what they're really saying. Russia has shifted to a war economy where weapons factories are producing round the clock, significantly increased production. Partnered with countries like Iran, North Korea defense member Vicky Parnell was shown that Russia and Putin have partnered together and they're cooperating in building weapons to attack America with. We must make good use of the time now to strengthen our own defense. War in Ukraine is absorbing much of the reserves, both of Norway and the rest of Europe and America, we'll say. We must prepare for war. How many times have we heard that? I agree with my Swedish counterpart. So this is Norway, Sweden, Germany, France is involved. They aren't talking about it yet. And then also the Brits. NATO must prepare for war. Air defense and long-range weapons in particular need to be made. For Norway, it means, as for many other NATO countries, that more investment needs to be made in their air defense. It also means we need to have more in stock, both ammo and spares. Swedes recently asked all Swedes to prepare for war. Yeah, right. And within days, all of the cabinets were empty. All of the shelves were empty. There's a serious security situation in the world, they say. We also recommend that they also increase the preparedness if they are very vulnerable. And they're not asking just for military preparation. They're asking the people to prepare. Prepare for war. Now, think about that. We in America, you know, we don't think about preparing for war. We think about preparing for war is build more tanks, get more rockets. What we don't think about is, do I have food? Do I have water? Do I have a water filter? Do I have something so my car will continue to start when a suitcase nukes goes off or when the big nukes go off? See, we don't think that war is ever going to affect us. That's the American mentality. But as prophecy students know, oh yeah, and it is likely possible to start this year. This is something that was on this website, and I thought it was really good. If you look up here, you see this is Russia, and then the dam is Ukraine, and it's cracking. Down here is Europe. What they're trying to say is Russia is soon to attack Europe. And, of course, we prophecy students know that's coming. Chilling NATO directive to alliance defense ministers. War with Russia, inevitable. Inevitable? They're trying to wake people up in Europe, and they're probably doing a pretty good job of it. The Western world must be prepared for a total war with Russia. NATO now considers that 100% war with Russia is coming for the apparent collapse of the Ukrainian army. The German government, while recently the military political leadership of Sweden called on the people to prepare for war with Russia. They're openly saying we're expecting war with Russia. This is in their newspapers. When even the most moderate international media, such as Britain's Telegraph newspaper, Germany's whoever you can say, Politico, directly warned of an all-out war between Russia and NATO. Their news is saying it. Are we hearing that in our news? No. Instead, if you say what they don't want you to say, you lose your job on our news. It goes on to say a war with Russia could break out in the next 5 to 8 years, stating that Germany should prepare for such a scenario. Well, I would say Germany, let's bump that up to 1 or 2 at the longest 3 years. That's just a guess, but it's a good guess. On with the rest of the article says rehearsal. The Steadfast Defender 2024 exercise. What's that? Well, it's a big exercise. As a matter of fact, apparently the biggest one in years. The next week, the largest NATO military exercise since the end of the Cold War is expected to begin with the participation of more than 90,000 NATO soldiers. Look, you know, that costs a lot of money. You pull up 90,000 NATO soldiers, you're scared. NATO's scared. Too bad America's not. This is the Steadfast Defender 2024 exercise, which has more than doubled in size, since it was announced last year and expressly designed to prepare the alliance for a Russian invasion. Europe is preparing for war, but America is preparing for the playoffs. Britain has committed around 20,000 troops, as well as tanks, artillery, fighter jets to the exercises. Weak weapons production is problematic. Senior NATO officials are increasingly concerned that governments and private arms manufacturers are falling behind in war preparations. Well, at least they're thinking about it. Nobody in America is saying, hey, we're low on ammunition and stocks for military. No, I ain't heard that. Have you heard that? I ain't heard that. Western arms and ammunition stocks have been depleted by the conflict in Ukraine, and will take years to replenish at the current rate of production. Well, if they don't increase, I mean, our leadership right now is handing us over to our enemies. Well, what should we do? Well, what America should do, the real and the only solution, is for America to stop sinning, repent, and receive Jesus. There would have to be a massive, massive repentance and revival in America. And of course, you and I know that's not coming until judgment hits. We have to be more ready across the spectrum. Russia has tripled its military spending to 40%. Did you hear that? Tripled the military spending, which is 40% of the total national budget. Okay, yeah, we got a bigger budget. But my guess is Russia's probably spending at least, maybe even more than America is, on military. We need to have a system in place to find more people if it comes to war, whether it happens or not. And what do they call that? Conscription. We need to be able to get back to the industrial base that we will be able to produce weapons and ammunition fast enough to be able to sustain a conflict if we are in it. Oh, I'd love people to say that's all of it. Sad to say, that's only about a third. Well, maybe half of it. I got a lot. I'm probably not even going to be able to get to it all today. This is the same article. German defense minister says, war with Russia in the next 5 to 8 years. Russia could attack a country of the North Atlantic, the NATO, within the next 5 to 8 years. Prepare for a direct confrontation with the Russian Federation and NATO. Germany should prepare for such a scenario. And it goes on to say Putin may even attack a NATO country one day. Matter of fact, let me read all that. Putin could attack NATO in less than a decade. We hear threats from the Kremlin almost every day, so we have to take into account they may actually back their words up. In the list of necessary measures he included is the return of compulsory military service. No, this is a different one. Yes, we got that. Britain's about to do it, but I think this was Sweden, one of the other countries. An increase in spending on the army and increase the production of arms, ammunition. No, this is not the same country saying it. There's several European countries saying this. Pistorius announced his desire for Germany to acquire its own nuclear shield. So this is another country saying, look, we need nuclear weapons because we got to match what Russia has. Poland. They're telling Poland, be ready for any scenario. In fact, Politico reports that similar concerns also exist in Poland. Russia defies logic. What happened in 2022 seemed impossible. In other words, the attack on Ukraine. But we must be ready for any scenario. Another article, lightning in the air in Sweden. The political and military leadership called on the people to prepare for war. Who? With Russia. Sweden's political and military leadership called on the country's citizens to prepare for war, noting that peace is coming to an end. Sweden could also soon face a war and called for increased resilience among the citizens' population. Going on with the article, Sweden's civil defense minister is saying awareness must be turned into practice and action. This message was then backed by the army chief saying Swedes should be prepared for such an eventuality. They must prepare as much as possible at all levels. In other words, not just militarily, but each citizen prepare. Modernization of Sweden's civil defense system is not being done quickly enough and urged everyone from managers and local councillors to private individuals to take action. When I was a kid, I'm going to say I was in the fourth or fifth grade, the government came out with duck and cover. Perhaps you should just do a quick search for it, and it'll show you that they showed us to get in corners, to get under our desks, and to cover our head and our neck with our hands. And in those days, if you went to a movie theater, it had a civil defense thing underneath the ground. In those days, most of the homes, many of the homes, had some kind of a fallout shelter, some kind of a basement. But how about today? When's the last time you saw something about a civil defense area where you could go underground and the threat of some kind of a bomb? We don't have that in America anymore, but we need that. Well, who would start that? It would be the government, but of course the government couldn't get the word out because the media is owned controlled by the bad guys that don't want us prepared, right? Just like they're getting rid of all of our strategic petroleum reserves, which are supposed to be used just in a war situation. The world faces, I'm telling you, Europe is scared. Europe is scared to death. They're about to go to war with Russia. And I think that's the hand of the Lord. He's preparing them to go against Russia because after America falls, they're going to be the only thing that's going to fight against Russia. The world faces a security prospect with greater risk than at any time since the end of World War II. Such an effort can only be done quickly enough if the vast majority of the people are aware of the situation and understand what's at stake. That'll never happen. Our media in America is too controlled. We think, I mean, just like Fox News, I get so sick and tired of it. Many times they come on with the panel and they're telling us what we should think. I don't want them telling me what to think. Give me the news. Give me the facts. Give me the truth. Then I'll decide. But no, we don't get that anymore. We get their opinions. On an individual level, we will have to prepare yourself psychologically. Now we have to move from words and understanding to action. So Europe is getting ready. Too bad America's not listening. Hope is not a strategy upon which to base a plan. Well, America, you know, all of the pastors are telling people, oh, we don't have to study. I just got an email today. Guy said, I went to my pastor and I said, I notice you never talk about Revelation. He said, oh, well, that's just smoke and mirrors. You know, nobody understands that. This is a guy that's supposed to know his Bible. And I would say, and you are fired. Hope is not a strategy upon which to base a plan, but hope must be there. It's not all doom and gloom. Look at the news from Ukraine and ask yourself the simple question, if this happened here, am I prepared? So I'll ask you the question. If America were invaded, bombs landing all over, electricity cut, water cut, are you prepared? Well, Stan, yeah, I don't have the money. Well, are you going to have the money when it really happens? The answer is, if you're going to get prepared, your final days, in my opinion, have arrived. Am I prepared? What should I do? The more people have fought, studied, prepared, the stronger a society will be. According to the BBC's Sweden defense minister, okay, this is a person of position. His aim was not to make people lose sleep, but to make them realize what is really going on. If there's one thing that keeps me up at night, he says, it's the feeling that things are moving too slowly. He's talking about getting prepared. You know, what I want to believe, all of the Prophecy Club people are prepared. But what bothers me is I think a lot of you listen, but you're using the excuse, I don't have the money. If you don't have the money now, are you going to have the money when the dollar fails and gets worse? If you're going to get food, you better act now. Of course, I'll send you to josephkitchen.com. If you don't want to be the person begging, instead you want to be the person that has it, I'd suggest you have at least a handful of gold and a handful of silver, at least. And for that, I'll send you to prophecyclubgold.com. Prophecyclubgold.com. Ask yourself, if I can't leave my house, some kind of a martial law, some kind of a curfew, maybe there's some kind of a bug out there. You can't leave your house for a year. Could you live in your house for a year? I would say, yes, I can. How about you? Mental health helplines have been flooded with calls ever since Sweden came out and said, we're expecting war with Russia. People were not prepared. Goes on to say, children's rights groups said the national helpline usually receives calls about the possibility of war. But this week, there's been an increase in such calls from young people concerned about the possibility after seeing news stories or TikTok posts talking about it. Isn't it sad that our news these days is not telling us what is really going on? Isn't it sad we have to find out on TikTok or some of the other platforms? So I would suggest strongly, do what I did. I walked around for about 3 days saying, Lord, I don't know what I need to prepare for. Only you know what's coming. Put on my heart, lay on my heart the things that I need to get. And he did. For about 2 weeks, I walked around with all kinds of ideas popping in my head, and I started taking action. And I'm probably not ready. I don't think anybody's totally ready. But let's put it this way. If the electricity goes off, I got it. No food, I got it. No water, I got it. Water filters, I got it. And that's all I'm going to say. But I would think I'm prepared. Here's a bigger question. Are you prepared? Or are you one of those people saying, oh, well, God's going to provide? Well, if he tells a guy like myself in the warning ministry, been in ministry 30 years, if he tells me to prepare, obviously he wants me prepared. But that might be telling you that maybe he's not going to be for taking care of you as much as you think. My suggestion, get yourself ready, my brothers and sisters. Get serious about it. Dollar's about to fall. We know that. Dollar's about to fall. Your best and maybe among your last opportunities to get some kind of preparations is right now. I think the best Food preparations is found at josephkitchen.com, josephkitchen.com. Prophecyclubgold.com, empshield.com, promo code prophecy. Also, I'd recommend you go to prophecyclub.com and get my book, Secret Door to Understand Bible Prophecy.